This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1322, The American Rodeo, Cruel or Good Old Fun?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. What comes to mind when you think of the American rodeo? Today, let's dive into the nuances of a topic that could be complicated depending on your perspective and learn how to talk about a deeper issue like this one in English. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be on the podcast. Today, we have a really good topic and I cannot wait to share it with our listeners.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about this topic, Lindsay. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the rodeo.
Ooh, the rodeo. That's awesome.
The rodeo. What comes to mind when you think of the rodeo, Michelle? What comes to mind right away?
I guess I think of horses. I don't know. Not my part of the country, I guess. Yes. Like, I think of more other parts, maybe the West. Mm-hmm, totally. I'm not really sure where the rodeo takes place, but I think of it as like part of American culture, but not like there are many different Americas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how I felt when I lived on the East Coast too. And I still kind of feel that way in many ways, but exactly. It's not something you see in New York City, right? Or Boston or Washington, D.C., the Northeast Corridor. Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with the rodeo.
Yeah. Well, in the last couple of years, Michelle, I've been getting more familiar with it, shockingly. I've been to a couple of rodeos on my road trip across the country in 2016.
That's right.
I went to two rodeos, and that's actually where we created our course, Connected Communicator. But just last weekend, I went to the National Western Stock Show here in Denver. And this is a tradition for the locals here in Denver, and it draws people from all parts of the West. It's a huge deal. It goes on for like 3 weeks. And it was pretty cool to go to a rodeo that was actually not a touristy one. You know what I mean? The ones I went to in Wyoming and Utah were more meant for tourists, but this one was actually locals. So that was interesting. And Michelle, when I created this episode, I thought we were going to keep it simple. I thought we were going to talk about a phrase that came out of the rodeo, and that was going to be it, and that was going to be great. But guess what happened?
What happened?
I knew that our listeners would challenge us more than that, because I posted an image on Instagram of one of the events. I think it was the Bucking Bronco event. And we got some really interesting comments from our listeners that made me stop short and think, oh, wait, this is much deeper than a phrase for our listeners today. And I would expect nothing more than that from our listeners. I mean, our listeners want to go deep. In the last couple of weeks, I have been talking with some of our listeners in the website Wizard Club, the ones that were selected to be part of the club. And they've all told me they want to talk about these deeper topics like cultural relativism. What's okay, what's not, things that are different around the world. They want to go deep in English, right, Michelle?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. Our listeners are extremely high level and extremely intelligent. And I'm not surprised that they want to get into this kind of stuff.
They want to get into it and they like to speak their minds. I love that about them. So what were some of the things that you saw in that comments thread, Michelle, from that Instagram update?
Yeah, well, I think that was about animal cruelty, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So some people said, you know, rodeos are cruel to animals. This is an American habit that should go away, things like that. And then other people said that they think of Texas, they think of the Western movies, kind of more the answers I was expecting. But this is great because, Michelle, again, what do you think of when you think of the rodeo? I mean, is the first thing that comes to your mind animal cruelty, or is it something else? I mean, what actually comes to your mind? I mean, if we hadn't been talking about this today, like, what if you snap your fingers and you say rodeo?
I think of like the image of a rodeo. Like, I don't know, I think of a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe like a horse would be in an upright position, neighing, and right, maybe a lasso, right? I mean, I don't think that I would have thought animal cruelty right away. However, I do remember when you mentioned it the first time, mm-hmm, and you were talking about some of the things, and it did come to my mind. Mm-hmm. But I also know that it's not like completely thought of that way by, I don't know. It's just kind of something that happens.
Exactly. I mean, so this is interesting. Let's break it down and talk a little bit about what exactly happens at the rodeo. And then we can talk about the pieces that may be more controversial. And today we're not trying to figure out what's okay and what's not okay, because it's so relative, right? I mean, that's the point. That's the point of today's episode. And it's fascinating. So one of the first events that happened were the bucking horse events, where the thing that I struggle with in this event is that they put the horse in kind of a belt that forces them to buck. So I actually thought naively before I went to this rodeo, I thought that they were just bucking broncos, that they just buck naturally. That's just what they wanted to do.
What is bucking?
Bucking. Good question, Michelle. So that means basically to move up and down, and they move their hind legs up and down to try to get the rider off their back. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And this reminds me of when I learned to drive stick shift, because the car will buck.
Right. Oh my gosh. You can drive stick shift?
I can drive stick shift. Yes.
Wow. Lindsay.
I know. I mean, I was born in 1981 and my first car was a 1984 Volvo. So that dates me. But yeah, I'm proud of that fact.
Nah, that's awesome. No, I can't do that. That's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's what bucking means. So we have a couple of those types of events, either saddled riders or bareback riders, right? And then the one event that I really struggled with, where I cringed in my seat and I thought, God, this is cruel. This is awful. I can't watch, was the lassoing of the baby calves. And so have you seen that, how that works, what they actually do? No. Yeah, this one is really hard to watch. So you have two men on horses, or women, I suppose, and then you have a baby calf, like a baby cow, right? That's a calf, a calf's baby. Okay. And they have a lasso. What's a lasso, Michelle?
It's a rope.
Yeah. And what they do is they try to rope the legs of the calf, and the calf goes down. And whoever can do that the fastest wins. They do it in like 9 or 11 seconds. That, I have to say, was hard to watch. Do you feel like that would be hard to watch?
I do feel like that would be hard to watch.
Yeah, that was the worst one. And I feel like they could take that out and we could do away with that. But there are other parts, honestly, of the rodeo that I didn't think were that bad, like barrel racing. Have you heard of that one?
Barrel racing? See, I don't know anything about this. I'm learning so much.
Okay, this is great. This is great. So it's where it's only women that do this. And they're riding a horse and they run their horses in like a figure eight around the ring, around barrels, and it's who can do it the fastest. So there's and then the other one that I absolutely hated, they called it modern bullfighting, and it was just so stupid. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Basically, they have these teenage guys, not teenagers, but boys like in their 20s, dressed up kind of like clowns or in a silly way. And they let bulls loose in the ring and they have to not get marred by the bull.
Oh my gosh.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I was like, I hope they get hurt, because they deserve it. They're teasing this animal. They're teasing this animal. One guy did get it. He got it right in his crotch.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think a few parts of the rodeo could be thrown out completely. But, you know, a lot of the question goes to, how are these animals cared for behind the scenes? Right.
Yeah. It's just so I think for me, it's just interesting because, like, really, guys, the U.S. is so different depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking about this whole time. I'm just like, wow, this is so foreign to me. It's almost like another country to me, the idea of like going to a rodeo. And so it's interesting, Lindsay, that you are now like getting to experience this stuff as someone who's not from that culture either, and getting to see it through like this perspective of being like an East Coast city girl, really, and like how and what that makes you feel, and because I would probably be shocked by all of this.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. That's the fascinating thing about this episode, right? Because you know, when I took my road trip where we built the connected communicator, that was the goal, right? it. And that's why I went to a gun show in Amarillo, Texas, and talked to people from the NRA. That's why I went to the coast of California to talk to surfers. I wanted to let our students in that course get different perspectives. And honestly, I think that's what we need right now in politics. Because how can we possibly understand the other side? We're so divided right now without actually kind of being immersed in that culture and understanding the whole story.
Yeah. No, it's really easy for people to shut off the other side and just to say, I'm not listening. I don't want to, you know, it's like really, it's really easy to do that. And just, but I think I personally try to at least know what's going on, to at least listen, or to at least, you know, because otherwise it's like, you're not going to understand. You're just going to be like only on your own side. It just doesn't, I don't know. Life doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. And then, you know, I guess it's a very personal thing, our stance on this. You know, maybe there are some issues that are absolute for us that are always wrong, no matter how they're done, no matter what context it's in. And then some that are more relative, right? It makes me think of contrasting this with something like bullfighting in Spain. I mean, what's the core difference in your mind between this and bullfighting in Spain? What do you think is the core difference?
I don't really know.
I mean, I've never been to a bullfight in Spain. I was in Pamplona when they had the running of the bulls, but I wasn't in the mindset of going to a bullfight.
Yeah.
Because I was walking the Camino, but I guess they end up killing the bull ultimately.
Oh, right.
Right. So that's what I see as the difference, as kind of an outsider, right? So just, and then I think about the idea of eating steak, right? Being in, like, and thinking of animal cruelty at a place like the rodeo, but then going and having a steak dinner. I don't know. Right. What comes to mind when you think about that, Michelle? Guys, today, this topic about the rodeo is a rich conversation topic. If you want to be able to go deeper into topics like these in English, then you should join our Connected Communicator online course. Our system shows you how to have these conversations that you want with native speakers in English. Get started right now at allearsenglish.com/connection.
I'll tell a story.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, I'm not a vegetarian, but I was in Amsterdam, of all places. I mean, and this is when I was probably 13, 15 years old.
Yeah.
And my family, we went to eat at a steakhouse, and there was cowhide on the seats.
Whoa.
And I, like, as a teenage girl, I started to cry.
Interesting.
And I refused to eat any steak there. I just ate corn and rice. And I still remember that to this day. And I mean, again, I'm not a vegetarian, but when I think about it, I get upset. So in a way that relates to this, because I guess people maybe who go to rodeos, they're not thinking of it in that way. They're thinking of it as sport. And so, but at the same time, I mean, I think that, like, it's different about food because meat does provide nutrition. So it's not just to watch, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. So this is great. I love this. And guys, I'm going to, if you come back to the blog, I'm going to give you a link to an article that does try to tease out the different sides of this. And what I would love to do is get a rodeo expert on the show. That would be cool, because then they could really try to explain to us what actually goes on behind the scenes with these animals. I really don't know. I mean, a couple of the articles from the BBC written by Lori Robertson, I just grabbed a couple of quotes. It says that they have 60 rules that cover the care and handling of the animals, right? But I don't know what those rules are and how well they're enforced. You know, we just don't know. I mean, ultimately, they're raising these animals for the entertainment of humans, which in a sense feels wrong too. So I'm pretty conflicted about it, you know?
It goes, I mean, I'm just, a few things come to mind that we could explore in the future. Also, the circus.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. How does that tie in?
I mean, the circus, I think the elephants were treated terribly and other animals. And hasn't the circus stopped?
Well, I think in a lot of contexts it has. I think that old model of the circus, like the Barnum and Bailey idea, is a little bit antiquated and is stopping or has stopped. Yeah.
And I think also like dog racing, greyhounds, I think those things are, I think people are starting to not be interested in those things. And then of course, I mean, the thing that we can't leave out is like testing of products,
animals. Testing. Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other discussion for another day. I mean, I don't know if all countries do the amount that we do, or if it's something that I don't know. I never really thought about like where it's done or if it's more prevalent in some places or not, but I mean, there are a lot of things definitely that it could be perceived as animal cruelty.
Yeah. And then I remember I've heard a lot about horse races these days. A lot of horses are getting hurt, especially at a particular track in California that's been happening. Tons of horses are just getting hurt just in the races. Something about that track. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting to me because when I think of the rodeo, I think of all the context around it, the Western culture, cowboys, the history of America. But when we look at it from the outside, the first thing that comes to mind, whether that's being from New York City or being from another country, the first thing and the only thing that comes to mind is animal cruelty. So I just find that interesting that I want to keep in mind when I think of other cultures, there's so much more to something, right? That's why, I don't know, it's just complex. It's really complex.
Right, exactly. And I mean, yeah, what can be thought of as being totally innocent, you know, these people, like people who are going to the rodeo are probably not thinking like, oh, I like to see animals get hurt. They're probably not thinking of it in that way. Maybe they grew up going to the rodeo with their family. Maybe they, you know, it's special memories they had with a parent or with their friends or whatever. And they're not thinking of it in that way. Exactly. But I think it's, I mean, gosh, this gets into really a lot, but like, no, I mean, this could be like a whole rodeo ears English. That's the new show. We're going to just talk about things like the rodeo. No, but I mean, once you get educated, I mean, like, I think with the circus, I guess, okay, so I grew up going to the circus. Mm-hmm. And to me, I would have, then I think more and more information, I mean, I could be wrong, guys. So I'd have to research a little bit more about what happened. But like, when you become educated on something, when you realize then, okay, wait, that animals aren't being treated right, or what you said about the horses, at the, you know, like, then it's kind of like, okay, well, do you go with the culture or do you go with what's right?
That's a
whole other can of worms.
I mean, it really is. And then once you really make sure you know the facts, because who knows like what the truth is, right? Unless you're actually behind the scenes of the rodeo, are they really being treated right? Or are they not? Are they just saying they have rules to treat them well and are not being treated well? So really fascinating stuff, Michelle. But let's lighten it up a little bit. I mean, guys, if you have any other ideas that you want us to cover on this show that are kind of more complex like this, and you want to learn how to, maybe you want phrases to go into this, these types of topics, let us know. Send us an email, send us a review, and let us know what you want to be able to talk about, because we know that you want to go deeper in English. That's the point. All right, Michelle.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. I would love to continue talking about different topics like this. Please, guys, send us your questions.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Let's wrap it up with a lighter note, Michelle. Let's wrap it up on a lighter note. And give our listeners one fun phrase that actually, it's funny because this phrase, ironically, I heard it at the rodeo. And and I thought it was hilarious. So the phrase is, so what's the phrase, Michelle?
It ain't my first rodeo. Or it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah. So you guys will hear this all over in American English. And it was funny. We were standing in line getting like corn dogs and pretzels, all the bad food you would eat at a rodeo. And the woman in front of us had bought a lot of things. And the guy that sold it to her was trying to show her how to hold and walk with all of those items at the same time. And she said, I got it. It ain't my first rodeo. And it was ironic, right? Because we're at a rodeo. Normally, when is that actually used? And what does it mean, Michelle?
I mean, it's not always used at a rodeo. I mean, I might say it about something. Like, I hear it said, definitely. Exactly. It basically means it's not the first time I've done something. It's kind of like I'm experienced in this.
Exactly.
And it's said in a kind of way with a little bit of a, maybe not sarcasm, but in a little bit of a cute way.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It's kind of fun. And just real quick, Michelle, what are some other ways that our listeners could say this? I mean, I might say, for example, I'm all set, right? I'm all set. What else do you think?
I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. I got it covered, right? Would be another good one. Or what's another one, Michelle?
I know all about it.
Yeah, I know all about it. So to show our, just real quick, we have a few minutes left. Let's give our listeners a little role play of how they would use this phrase. What do you think?
All right, let's do it. Here we go. What's going on?
So Michelle, here you're buying a car for the third time and I'm trying to sell you that car. So I'm a used car salesperson.
Okay.
And you're buying a car.
All right, let's see how it goes.
All right. Oh, hello. Welcome to Vaughn's Cars.
Oh, thanks. I'm just looking around.
Anything in particular you're looking for?
Oh, just looking for something with a light footprint, good gas mileage. You know, I'm thinking a lot about the economy in my wallet these days.
Oh, well, you know, if you want to save money on gas, have you considered a Tesla?
Oh, yeah. I had one a few years ago.
You know, the Roadster can do 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds and can get up to 250 miles per hour.
Oh, I know. It's not my first rodeo.
Okay, I see. Well, feel free to look around. Holler if you need help.
Okay.
Nice. Awesome. So again, Michelle, why did you say that in that moment?
Because I told you that I already had this kind of car and then you kind of continued to tell me about it.
Exactly. You know cars. Basically, you know cars. You've bought three cars in your life. You know cars. You don't, and you know, I feel like I'll often get explained something and I just want to be able to say something just to get them to kind of stop talking.
Yeah. That's funny.
And this is kind of a fun way to do it. Does that drive you nuts when people try to explain something to you that you already know and they just go on and on?
Oh, of course. Of course.
I mean, so Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners? We went from a really deep topic to a lighter phrase to end on today. What should we leave our listeners with?
Well, you know, it's questionable how to really look at culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, how, you know, Lindsay, you talked about cultural relativism and, you know, how we, how something can be ingrained in a culture, even if it's not, may not be right. And how we look at these things and how we talk about them. And I mean, it just shows that, like, for example, a phrase like this, there's a lot to it. So guys, when you are learning new English phrases, it's, you know, also good to think about, where do they come from? When you hear somebody say, it's not my first rodeo, what is a rodeo? Looking into things like this and kind of getting into these deeper conversations. These are really good conversations and you will impress people if you talk about these things.
Oh, for sure. And we know that you guys want to be able to do that, to express yourself, to show the world what you believe, right? That's what you really want to be able to do in English. And to go even deeper, to talk about what is right and what's not right. I mean, even that, right, in so many contexts is so relative. So guys, this is why we built our course. For one thing, the Connected Communicator, because again, I drove across the US, I interviewed people about gun rights, I interviewed people about gay marriage, I interviewed people about food, right? Something simple like that.
Right.
And you get to experience that. It's 12,000 miles around the US. I think it's around 70 plus video lessons of native speakers, plus we give you the strategy and the vocab to understand them. So if you want to be at that level of English, then the place to go is to allearsenglish.com/connection. But let us know, guys, if you want us to talk about these topics a bit more, because I think there's a lot here, Michelle.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Thanks for bringing this to us, Lindsay.
Well,
and it's a lot of fun and it really kind of makes you think in a deeper way.
It really does. And thanks to our listeners over on Instagram for speaking their mind and for bringing up the nuances of this topic, because clearly it's not simple.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, oh my gosh. Thanks, guys, for listening. And thanks again, Lindsay.
All right. Michelle, have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You Bye. Too, Lindsay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.